What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Steelers have been in the news pretty much since the season ended, and Aaron Rodgers was a possibility, but it increased yesterday with the big trade, Minkah Fitzpatrick to Miami, for Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith, some picks involved in that, and then Adam Schefter suggesting that perhaps T.J. Watt is tradable from Pittsburgh. We've heard some of that here in Washington about Terry McLaurin. Nick Faribault is a Steelers beat reporter for Penn Live. He's also the host of the Steelers Breakdown podcast. You can follow him on X, on Twitter, at Faribault, F-A-R-A-B-A-U-G-H-F-B. Nick joins us right now. So, you know, we've kind of dealt with it a little bit here with Terry McLaurin and the contract situation. They're similar in terms of, you know, both sides appear to be far apart. I think my default when it comes to Terry is they'll never trade him. They want him on this team. He's a, you know, he's been through the worst of times, and he, you know, he endured just some of the worst teams and worst situations, and he's become a fan favorite. I don't think they'll deal him. I think they'll come to an agreement. What do you think happens with TJ Watt?
I think they end up coming to an agreement 2 or 3 days before the season begins. And that's been fairly typical with the TJ Watt deal. It was last time. They've done it before with Cam Hayward last year, Pat Freiermuth. The Steelers wait a long time to get these done, and they don't budge. And so things become contentious. I mean, Cam Hayward is a similar guy to TJ Watt in that he's been with the Steelers forever, and he was very openly not happy with his contract situation last year. He wanted extended. He got one by the end of it. And so I think this is going to play out very publicly, probably, in terms of TJ Watt's unhappiness, the Steelers kind of jabbing back and forth with him in terms of saying he's not going in. I don't think the Steelers have any intentions of trading him. I've talked to people since the combine that have told me he's not going anywhere. And so I think TJ Watt eventually gets this deal done. It's just going to be, does he get more than Myles Garrett? Does he get less than Myles Garrett? Does a Michael Parsons extension come in before that? Aiden Hutchinson, Hendrickson. There's a lot of different guys that salary up even more than Myles Garrett's right now. But I think TJ Watt wants to set a new market for the edge rusher position and get more than Myles Garrett. And I think that's the sticking point right now.
Nick, how good is TJ Watt still?
He's very good. He's still a very good player. Last year he played down the stretch hurt. He played with a bad ankle, a bad thumb. He had a wrist injury on top of that on his other hand, so he didn't have much power in his hands. He's still a really good player. I know he's kind of an outlier type of rusher. He's more of a speed rusher than a power rusher, and that's interesting when you talk about age, and he's getting up there. He's going to be 31 this year. He'll turn 31 in the middle of the season in October. So how long does he continue to win with the speed? But he's a guy that can win with power, too. He's a relentless worker. He's starting to reinvent his game. You saw it before he got hurt last year where he was starting to move around a little bit more on the formation. This is still a really good player. His pass rushing productivity fell last year, but I think a lot of it was due to injuries. And I think, you know, Steelers are going to look at him and say, we know T.J. Watt's going to be a really good player. And while there's risk involved in this deal when he's 33, 34, because you never know how guys are going to age, he's still a really good player right now. The Steelers want to be serious about winning this year, and it seems like certainly they will and are serious about winning this year. He's got to be one of those guys that's around. And so I think he's a really good player still, and the Steelers believe that.
So yesterday, when this trade news broke, Minka Fitzpatrick to Miami for Jalen Ramsey, Jonnu Smith, and some swapped picks, what did you make of it? I would imagine this was a surprising deal for Steeler people.
The Jalen Ramsey stuff had been around. Obviously, the Jonnu Smith stuff had been around for a month. And it wasn't surprising the Steelers landed Ramsey and Smith. It was, the real surprising part was Minka Fitzpatrick going out in the deal. I mean, I don't think any of us could have envisioned them trading Minka Fitzpatrick. And I understand why they did it. The splash plays aren't there. The high salary for a guy that doesn't make the splash plays with his salary at safety, I get it. But this guy is a locker room leader. He's essentially the stalwart of your secondary. He is a huge part of the locker room dynamics. And the Steelers just generally don't let guys that are locker room leaders like that walk. They don't trade guys like that. We've seen a lot of uncharacteristic Steelers-like moves this year, the DK Metcalf trade. This one's the most un-Steelers-like yet. You know, I thought maybe they would trade for Ramsey or Smith and it would be future draft picks. I think that was fair. Kind of ask that they've traded a day three pick for Jalen Ramsey and then maybe another day three pick and gotten Jonnu Smith. I think that's something that maybe you thought about. Trading Minka Fitzpatrick back in that deal was the shocking part of it. And so I think that's really what the shocking part about it was. But then you looked at it and the Steelers added a weapon for Aaron Rodgers offensively. They need more weapons offensively. And they got a really versatile chess piece in Jalen Ramsey that allows them to do a lot of things they haven't been able to do in a long time. And so they got better, I think, as a team, but it was a bit shocking that they ended up trading somebody like Minka Fitzpatrick just because of what he meant to the organization and historical moves with guys of that stature.
So why do you think they are behaving a bit out of character?
They are desperate for a playoff win. I think that is what I'm saying here, and what I think everyone should say is because the Steelers are a franchise that is used to winning in the playoffs, even when they aren't the height of success at the quarterback position. You got to the 90s. I mean, they went to the Super Bowl with Neil O'Donnell. This is a team that is known for winning, and when they don't win in the playoffs, it stings. They haven't won a playoff game since 2017. It's been a long time for the Steelers. Mike Tomlin isn't a guy that puts in the outside noise into how he kind of factors things in, but if you don't think he's feeling the pressure of a playoff win, he needs to get off his back. He needs to get it off his back because every time it feels like we look at the Steelers and their season, it ends the same way. Something slightly over 500, or maybe they even have a really good season like they did in 2020, and then it comes crashing down and they get crushed in the playoffs. And that has just been too typical for the Steelers, and they're tired of it. And so they're making large-scale changes. Quarterback room,
we're gonna
all
try
of them, the entire quarterback room gets changed, and then you bring in guys like Ramsey and Rodgers and Metcalf, and that's kind of what they're doing.
Nick, your phone's a little bit in and out. I'm going to have Max try to reestablish just a better connection because I want to continue the conversation with you. So, Max, see if we can get Nick to be on in a clearer spot. Yeah, it is incredible that Pittsburgh's last playoff win was against Alex Smith and the Kansas City Chiefs on the road at Arrowhead back in January of 2017. It was the 2016 season, and then they got blown out in the AFC title game by the Patriots. Remember that incredible game against Jacksonville, who was a great defensive team in 2017, and they lost 45-42. Jacksonville went on and almost beat the Patriots in the AFC title game. And then really, Roethlisberger's health became an issue even as he quarterbacked games in the postseason. But yeah, I mean, think about, we went 20 years without a playoff win, but this is the Steelers. They're coming up on 10 football seasons, 9 anyway, without a playoff win. And just to hear Knicks say they're going for a playoff win is an interesting thing for a franchise the stature of the Steelers. Do we have Nick back? Max, do we have him back? We're still working on getting him back. Max will let me know when we have Nick back.
We got Nick back. We should be good now.
Okay. All right. Nick is back. You know, I was just going through the list. I mean, when you said they're just looking for a playoff win, I just made a note, you know, and I'm like, God, that's Pittsburgh talking. They're just looking for a playoff win. And you are in a conference, right, where I think anybody reasonably objective would say, you know, Buffalo, KC, Baltimore are the top three. Pittsburgh may be vying for the fourth best team in the conference. So let's go to just sort of what the team looks like, because I think Jonnu Smith is a great addition, and Ramsey as well, especially with his versatility. What is the feeling in Pittsburgh? You know, we're still 2 months away from the beginning of the regular season, about what they can be this year with Aaron Rodgers.
Well, I think they can break this spell. I think they can be the best team they've had since 2016, 2015-ish. I think that's what they think. And this is a team that, you know, I talk about playoff win, but really it's a playoff run. The Steelers are used to playoff runs. And even if it's a tough conference, they're the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's that simple. They don't have a quarterback necessarily that I think you could point to and say they're going to go toe for toe with guys like Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, and Patrick Mahomes week in and week out. But can Rodgers go on a run of that type? I think that's something that they'll look at. But really, it's kind of interesting because they've kind of bull-wielded this play for this year, but also go for next year in terms of the future, because they're going to trade up next year for a quarterback. They've hoarded assets in the 2026 NFL draft, and they're going to try and get their long-term piece next year. And so this year, it's kind of like, let's throw together as many pieces as we can. Let's get a lot of stars, surround this team with as many talented players as we can, and let's try and make a run at it. And so there's a vibe in Pittsburgh in that building that they are undoubtedly better than they were last year, and they can make a serious run at this thing. And that's what Pittsburgh is looking at and saying, we made these moves because we think we're going to be better, and we're not just going to lose in the wild card. We might win a wild card and a divisional round game and make it to the AFC Championship game. And that's what they think they can do. And really, I think Mike Tomlin and Omar Khan look at the team and they think they're Super Bowl contenders. But the Steelers need to have a modicum of playoff success first. They need to start building this culture back up. They need to start building the success back up, because it's been dormant in Pittsburgh for far too long.
I'm really interested in the Steelers this year. I think a lot of NFL fans are. But I might be in the minority here, but I thought Aaron Rodgers at times last year actually looked like Aaron Rodgers. Maybe not the MVP version, but towards the end of the year, he had some excellent games and looked like the Aaron Rodgers, you know, like at least at the worst, you know, a top half of the league starting quarterback. And so I am very bullish personally that the quarterback situation, unless he really falls off a cliff, and that's always possible, you know, at 41 years old, but I'm convinced that the quarterback situation is going to be the best since since Ben played healthy. Is the majority opinion, or where is the opinion on what kind of quarterback Rodgers will be for Pittsburgh in 2025?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, I think inside the org, it is that they are going to try and support him. They're not going to expect him to be the four-time MVP. What they are going to expect is better than Russell and Justin Fields were last year. So they're expecting somewhere around the 15th best quarterback in the league, which I think is realistic for him. And what they're going to look at is say, our offensive line is young. They're going to be better. We're going to surround Smith as one of those weapons, DK Metcalf. They figured out George Pickens. I don't necessarily think they're done adding weapons. I could see them adding a guy like a Gabe Davis, who's still on the free agent market. And I think they're going to surround him with this talent. They're going to get to the run game, make sure he has a run game, run a lot of play action, and they're going to try and take a lot off him. They're going to give him a really good defense. Obviously, he already has a great front four with what they've added there this offseason. And then they get a big-time player on the back end in Jalen Ramsey. And so the Steelers are building this up to say, all right, Aaron, we don't need you to be the superstar you once were, but can you take us there? Can you be the point guard type to take us there? And then when we need those moments of magic, can we maybe get a little bit out of you? And I think that's what they're doing here. And so that type of player for the Steelers would be the best quarterback they've had since Ben Roethlisberger was healthy. It would be the best quarterback they've had in 5 to 6 years. And the Steelers are looking at the quarterback play that they needed for years and saying, we didn't need somebody that could carry us necessarily. We needed somebody that could just drive the car, essentially, there. And that's what they think Aaron Rodgers can do. And so that's what they're going to give him. They're going to give him support, and they're going to hope that he can get them there and be the driver of their playoff success.
What's the early word? And we're talking right now with Nick from the Pittsburgh Steelers podcast in Pittsburgh. What is the early word on one of my favorite running backs in the draft, Caleb Johnson?
Yeah, the Steelers love Caleb Johnson, and I love Caleb Johnson. You watch him work. He's a tireless worker. He's detail-oriented. He's a perfect fit for Arthur Smith's offense in terms of the actual zone running ability. I mean, you talk about outside zone, wide zone runners. He's as natural as it gets. His weakness is in pass pro and as a receiver, but he's worked tirelessly on both those issues. I mean, he's talked with Jaylen Warren. He's going this offseason to work with Aaron Rodgers out in Malibu and work on his receiving chops. This is a guy that has done the extra mile. When nobody is watching, he's working still. He's in the film room working relentlessly. This is a guy that looks like an NFL running back already. He's built like one. You know, it's not like he needs to get in a weight room and build up his body for a year. This is a guy that already is built like an NFL running back and could be a bell cow type of NFL running back. And so he is a really, really fun player, I think. And the Steelers, I think, are going to try and catapult him as quickly as they can to starting running back status. I do think Jaylen Warren is a guy that they really like, but I just think they're so high on him. And you know, the early indications from what the Steelers think is they think this guy can be a star. So we'll see if that ends up panning out. But that's the high expectations that they have for this kid.
Yeah, I actually thought that they were better at times last year with Jaylen Warren getting carries than Najee Harris. I thought they were more explosive. Did you agree with that?
No doubt about it. They were more explosive. They were better in the passing game. Jaylen Warren is kind of the Austin Eckler to the Melvin Gordon. If you remember that back in L.A. with the Chargers a few years ago, I think it's a very similar situation. Now, Warren's not going to get the Eckler workload that Austin Eckler ended up getting, and I think the Steelers don't want him to because he's been banged up a little bit, and they don't know if he can necessarily shoulder that type of load, but he's a really good 1A to a 1B. If Caleb Johnson's as good as you think he can be, Jaylen Warren can easily be the complement to that. And, you know, I think the smart thing that they might do this offseason is try to extend Jaylen Warren and create that 1-2 punch for the future. And Warren is just more explosive. He's a great tackle breaker. He just bounces off of tackles. He's got that Doug Martin, Maurice Jones-Giroux type build because he's just 5'8", 220 pounds of muscle. For that guy that size, he shouldn't be that good at breaking tackles and just bouncing off guys and being a pass protector like that. And they were a better offense when Jaylen Warren was out there. And as a pure runner, he's just more explosive than Najee Harris. And the type of offense that they had last year was so explosive-oriented, right? It was just these moon balls by Russell Wilson down the sideline that not having that efficient rushing attack really hurt them. And Najee Harris just didn't fit the scheme either. He's just not – he's a downhill runner. He's a gap runner. He fits what they do in Los Angeles a lot better. He'll fit much better in the Greg Roman offense than he will in the Arthur Smith offense. And so it just fits much better with what Jaylen Warren does. So I think it should be a really good trade for the Steelers, because I also think Caleb Johnson's just a great fit for them.
All right, two more for Nick Faribault from Steelers beat reporter for Penn Live and host of the Steelers Breakdown podcast. Just because we reside in the NFC East, I just want your thoughts on what Dallas is getting with George.
Well, I think they're getting an extremely talented receiver who, while statistically didn't have his best season last year, did have his best season last year. You watch the tape, he became a better route runner. He had more routes in his tree last year. He was just a better player overall than he ever was before. He was more consistent. But they are getting a guy that can be a little bit hot-headed, and that's kind of what he is. He's a guy that didn't show up for a lot of meetings. He was late to games. His off-the-field prep, he works hard. I don't think that's the question. It's just the focus, the week-in and week-out dependency on that guy. The Steelers decided they couldn't trust him. You look at some of his antics on the field last year. You know, I look back to that Thursday night game in Cleveland where on the Hail Mary play, he's brawling with Greg Newsome in the back of
the
end
snow.
Zone. Right, and I mean, that's not a great sign. I remember in Cincinnati, he's fighting with fans, even though the Steelers are going off. He pulls down Jordan Lewis of the Cowboys when they lose last year against them. He's putting in half effort on his routes at times when he's not featured in the offense. There's just signs over the years that this guy, on the field and off the field, is not a dependent receiver. You can't trust him. And so the Steelers decide they couldn't trust him. They weren't going to pay him $25, maybe even $30 million per year. And so I think he's going to have a really good year next to CeeDee Lamb. He's a really good player. It's just when things get tough, George Pickens usually also festers up. And so I would imagine that we will have some drama there, even though he'll be quite good on the field for them.
All right. Nick has told us that he believes T.J. Watt will get re-signed, extended by the Steelers probably right before the season begins. I'm with you on that. I think he is a Steeler. I think Terry McLaurin is a Washington Commander in 2025. But if I told you that he did get traded before the season began, what would Pittsburgh need to get back to deal T.J. Watt?
I think they would optimistically hope they'd get a first-round pick, but he's a 30-year-old, going to be 31-year-old edge rusher that's going to want $40 million per year. So will they get that? I don't know. I think there will be a lot of competition. I think teams like the Packers would be in on that. I think the Eagles would probably still be in on that because they're the Eagles. There's a lot of different teams, I think, that would hop into that. And so I think if you're realistically hoping, first-round pick is where you would shoot. But where would they actually get? I think a second-round pick plus another day two pick could work. You could do a 26 second and a 27 third, something like that. Second and a fourth, something like that, I think could work as well for the Steelers. Or they could look at players. I think that's another thing. Could they maybe use him as a trade chip to go get the wide receiver answer? I mean, they drafted Jack Sawyer this year at edge rusher. Nick Herbig's a very good player. So if they did trade T.J. Watt, I mean, they still have starting level edge rushers behind him. So it's not a disaster, even though you're losing a star. But I do think the Steelers would look and say, we'd at least want a second-round pick. And so I think that would be the baseline. Second-round plus change, whether that be another pick, a wide receiver to try and fill that void, or maybe even a safety now that they trade Minkah Fitzpatrick. Something like that, I think, is where they would come in. But I think the minimum would be that second-round pick.
Yeah, I mean, I always say, Nick, that this is what we get wrong more than anything else, trade compensation, because there's a lot involved in what you just described. Somebody's going to have to pay him, you know, close to $35 million a year with a lot guaranteed. And so that plays into it in a big way as well. Hey, thanks for doing this. Really appreciate it. Take care.
Thanks for having me on, guys. I appreciate it.
Yep. Nick Faribault from the Steelers Breakdown podcast, and he's a beat reporter for Penn Live. And the phone got much better there over the last 10 minutes. Yeah, I mean, the Steelers are such an interesting team heading into this year. Such an interesting team. It's going to come down to, as much as they're trying to build around him and take the pressure off him, bottom line is Aaron Rodgers is going to have to play at a very high level for Pittsburgh to win more than just one playoff game. Because the three best teams in the conference have the three best quarterbacks. Mahomes, Allen, and Jackson. And by the way, didn't even mention, clearly, Burrow would be in that conversation as well. But they've got a nice team, I think, around them. And I don't think T.J. Watt's going anywhere. Speaking of T.J. Watt, that's what we're going to talk about next. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and theteam980.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.